Ravi and Chime, The Sound of Being Heard. Episode 1, The Whispering Recorder. Ravi had walked past the music shop a dozen times and never noticed it. Tucked between a bakery and a bookstore, it looked like it belonged in another time. Its window dusty, its door weathered, the sign above faded. Melodies and whispers. Today the door creaked open on its own. Ravi stepped inside. It smelled like cedar and something older, like forgotten lullabies. Shelves lined with worn instruments leaned against walls, as if they were tired from waiting. At the very centre of the room sat a single item, a wooden recorder lying on a velvet cloth. Ravi picked it up. It felt warm, as if someone had just played it. He gave it a breath. The sound that emerged wasn't music. Not really. It was a feeling. Software curious, like someone calling out from far away. Ravi blinked. He looked around. Nothing moved, but something shifted. He played another note, and suddenly he heard things. Not with his ears, but inside. A muffled sob behind a closed apartment window. The crackle of tension in a passerby's footsteps. A hum of loneliness from a bench with no one on it. The recorder wasn't playing a tune. It was telling stories. Hidden ones. A quiet cough startled him. The shopkeeper had appeared behind the counter, an old man with silver eyebrows and eyes that twinkled like lanterns. "Not many people choose that one," he said gently. "What does it do?" Ravi asked. The man only smiled. "It listens." Ravi glanced down at the recorder. "How much is it?" The shopkeeper stepped forward, studying Ravi's hands cradling the instrument. "It's not bought," he said softly. "It's kept, if it calls to you."
Ravi hesitated. "But are you sure?"
The old man nodded once. "It's been waiting a long time." Then he reached beneath the counter, pulled out a small cloth pouch and placed it in Ravi's palm. "For safekeeping?" he said. Inside were three polished reeds, each carved with a strange symbol. Ravi looked up, but the shopkeeper had already turned the open sign to "closed" and disappeared through a curtain at the back. The recorder still felt warm in his hands. He stepped out into the street, the sound of the world suddenly louder, full of whispers, wonders, and feelings that had always been there, waiting to be heard. That night, he placed the recorder by his window, and as the moonlight brushed across it, a tiny cricket landed on the sill and began to chirp, softly, in tune with the silence.